night program of Radically Right. I'm your host, Jack Otto, here to take a bite out of the New World Order, railing against the New World Order out of Region 5. And I'd like to ask everybody to join me in prayer. I want to pray for those who are taking a stand against this New World Order. And as always, I ask that you would join me in prayer by adding your voice so that a multitude is praying together rather than one man praying and a multitude listening. Let us pray. Dear Yahweh, God of good, creator of all the universe, God of Abraham and his sons Ishmael and Isaac, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We ask that you shelter us from the forces of evil. Bless our minds with discernment and our voices with your words. Guide our steps that we may follow your way. Cause the New World Order to fail and its conspirators to be exposed and defeated. Give us courage, help, determination, and material resources. Keep us in the hollow of your hand and shrouded in your Holy Spirit. For we pray in the name of your only begotten Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you can reach us in a number of ways. We are available on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, where you will find a wealth of information on that website. There's archives of the programs of not only this program, but all the programs on the Republic Broadcasting Organization. There are many books available and banner sponsors that we really do need to support so that we may continue this operation here. We're also available on the satellite, Galaxy 1R, Transponder 17, narrow band, 7.92 horizontal polarity. And if you have the 4D TV, that is Galaxy 1, channel 954. And on the KU band, it's Galaxy 25, transponder 11836, and the symbol rate is 20770. We find that this New World Order is making gains. They seem to be solidifying power. It's getting close to that time we can say we're in tribulation. This is the time of Jacob's troubles. This is the end times when there are wars and rumors of war and knowledge is increased. Look how much knowledge has increased since the start of the Industrial Revolution, which was about 150 years ago. But already we're gotten to the point where new information is doubling at a rate of every 2 or 3 years. See, when that Industrial Revolution started, we had a doubling of information over what was previously gathered by men of wisdom and science and able to put together. But we find now that it's increasing at an increasing rate. It's like the amount of money in circulation. It keeps increasing at an increasing rate. That's why it costs so much more for everything that we want to buy at the stores. Things are not more valuable than they used to be. The money is worth less. We got a break coming up here. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. We're going to take a bite out of this world order.
Why? Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the death of a man named Danny Caffalero. And it was years ago, this journalist who claimed to have uncovered evidence of governmental-sanctioned drug running and money laundering was found dead in West Virginia. It was in 1991 when few believed his tale, but today Danny's octopus looms bigger than ever. Danny Caffalero, a Washington-based investigative journalist, dubbed his probe of organized crime, drug trafficking, money laundering, pirated software, and other nefarious activities, the octopus. And just prior to his death on August 10th of 1991, Caffalero ecstatically told friends he would be traveling to Martinsburg, Virginia, to bring back the head of the octopus. Instead, his body was found in a blood-filled bathtub at a Martinsburg hotel, his wrist slashed deeply 10 or 12 times. No papers were found in his hotel room or in his car, though he was known to have cart and accordion file folder everywhere he went. The room was cleaned and his body was embalmed before relatives were notified. Authorities had assumed it was a suicide. Danny's brother, Dr. Anthony Caffalero, public stated his disbelief that his high-spirited brother could have committed suicide. Danny was so afraid of blood, he said that he refused to allow samples to be drawn for medical purposes and would never have chosen to slash his veins a dozen times. Moreover, Danny had a life filled with friends and a close-knit Italian Catholic family. He was known in private circles as an upbeat, golden-haired, Gatsby-esque romanticist who loved, to quote poetry, raised Arabian horses, and was adorned by women. Friends later told the investigators, and Castellaro's notes at home confirmed that he had traced the tentacles of his octopus back to the CIA good old boy network that had been working together at the 1950s around the Albania covert operation. Reportedly, these men had gotten into the arms and drug trade back then and had continued in that business ever since. 10 years later, Castellaro's octopus is a visible reality. He was the first investigator to put the pieces of the puzzle together, but others followed in his wake. Most recently, Sean McDade, a national security investigator from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, secretly entered the U.S. in February of 2000. That was about 7 years ago, to investigate evidence that the Canadian government was using a computer software program called Promise, which allowed the U.S. to eavesdrop on Canadian intelligence secrets through a modified back door. Now, the software in question was a revolutionary case management system developed in the early 1980s by Inslaw Corporation for use by the U.S. Department of Justice. And according to Bill and Nancy Hamilton, owners of Inslaw, a version of the Promise software was pirated and sold to Canada. Canadian authorities denied this, but never actually investigated the Hamilton's claim until last year when the RCMP found an invoice for the purchase of Promise Strategic Software Planning in Cambridge, Massachusetts. RCMP investigator Sean McDade soon arrived in the U.S. to conduct a classified investigation codenamed Project Abbreviation. The probe resembled a James Bond novel. McDade's email handle was Simorp, that's Promise spelled backwards, and in his briefcase was a bound printout taken off the internet of his writer's manuscript entitled The Last Circle, which basically outlined Castellaro's findings. The people he interviewed and the investigators who wrestled with the many tentacles of the octopus. And in Southern California, in February 19th of 2000, in this author's home, wrote this article, the stalwart, soft-spoken Mountie explained that high-ranking Canadian officials might have unlawfully purchased the Promise software from officials in the Reagan-Bush administration. The RCMP had reportedly traced some of the banking transactions that supported this claim. If his investigation was successful, he said, it could cause the entire U.S. Republican Party to be dismantled and more than one presidential administration would be exposed for their knowledge of the Promise software transaction. There was a Sue Todd, a detective from Hercules, California, who accompanied McDade to the meeting. Their demeanor was serious, Both were armed with 9mm police guns bulging under their jackets. And Todd explained that they'd hooked up in early January when they discovered they were shared the same source. Todd had been investigating a 3-year-old double homicide and had reason to believe it was connected to the Promise case. With full British decorum, in the straightforward manner that became characteristic of the Big Mountie, McDade made it clear his investigation was authorized at the highest level of the RCMP and well-funded. He was deeply committed to ascertaining whether the Canadian government's computer system had been compromised, and if, indeed, it contained a back door. He had a meeting that had been held in December of 1999 at the Los Alamos facility in New Mexico, which was attended by the heads of the intelligence divisions of the U.S., that'd be CIA, and Britain, which would be MI6, Israel's Mossad, and CSIS, which would be Canadian Security Intelligence Service. All relative to questions about upcoming computer problems. The topic of discussion was labeled unique elements. The meeting had been called after a glitch was found in the British computer system that caused the loss of 6 months of historical case data. A source who attended the Los Alamos meeting had suggested that McDade, that it appeared all 4 Allied countries shared the same computer system, presumably Promise, because it was the only system developed which could be mutually integrated by these allies. McDade had been told by another source that the Israeli Mossad may have modified the Promise software so it became a 2-way backdoor, thus allowing the Israelis access to top U.S. weapon secrets at Los Alamos and other installations. He hinted that the Israelis may now possess all the nuclear secrets of the United States. Now, this was 4 months before the Associated Press reported that hard drives and disks containing nuclear secrets were discovered missing at Los Alamos. For 3 days, McDade photocopied thousands of supporting documents to the Last Circle, then returned to RCMP headquarters in Ottawa to set up a war room. It was here that the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, probe morphed into an 8-month saga of interviews with some former investigators, witnesses, undercover informants, and law enforcement people all across the U.S. With the assistance of Detective Sue Todd and others, McDade learned that his U.S. predecessors had found themselves in a collision course with the Department of Justice when their investigations of Promise inevitably led to drugs and money laundering. Some investigators were fired, some suspended, and others quit their jobs when they were directed by the DOJ to shut down. The proportions of the cover-up are astounding by today's standards. Investigators from the FBI, U.S. Customs, Judiciary Committee, police, and even the Royal Canadian Mounted Police still fear punitive action if they come forward, despite the fact that many of them are now employed in the private sector. Nevertheless, they all left an investigative trail. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of this break. We're going to take a brief one. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
We're back and we're talking about Danny Casolaro, who was killed when he found evidence of drug trafficking by the CIA and money laundering and other chicanery by people in high places. Danny Casolaro's tragic death essentially opened up a Pandora's box that the Department of Justice is having some trouble closing, although the newspaper and the television are doing a real good job of spiking the story, making sure it doesn't come to the surface for all to find out about it. During the last week of his life, Danny had discovered a connection between Mike Abell, a former director of international affairs for the Justice Department, and the Cali drug cartel, and Robert Booth Nichols, an international intelligence operator with whom he had been interviewing extensively for months. Danny's last phone bills indicated that he'd spent hundreds of hours on the phone with Nichols, and most of the calls averaged 1 to 2 hours. This, in effect, was one tentacle of the octopus. Danny had confronted Nicholas about Michael Bell and the Cali drug cartel while staying at Martinburg. It was the last conversation he ever had with Nichols and with Bob Bickle, a friend in whom Danny confided. Bickle subsequently confirmed the conversation, but for reasons unknown, the Abell-Cali connection was never published in any of the official investigative reports on Danny's death. And these included the Department of Justice report on September 27th of 1994. In fact, a note handwritten by Danny 4 days before his death, found by relatives, read as follows. Bill Hamilton, August 6th, M.R., also brought up Gilberto. Unknown to anyone outside the Department of Justice at that time, an FBI investigation of Mike Abel was underway at the time of Danny's death. Years later, an indictment unsealed in Miami on June 6th of 1995 charged Abel with laundering money for the Cali cartel. Surveillance reports indicated he had made frequent visits to the home of Gilberto Rodriguez, leader of the Cali cartel in Bogota, Colombia. Abel was prosecuted and is currently appealing his conviction. Robert Booth Nichols is reportedly in Vietnam, currently working for a wealthy U.S. businessman in the private sector. And during a recent Valentine's Day interview at the home of Nichols' close friend and former business partner, it was revealed that Nichols worked as a contract operative for the National Security Council at the time of Danny's death. Nichols has been on the board of directors of First Intercontinental Development Corporation, abbreviated FIDCO, FITCO, and according to a National Security Center cutout used in Lebanon to arrange the release of a prisoner. Letters written in the summer of 1983 between the FEDCO directors, Michael McManus, then assistant to President Reagan at the White House, and George Pender, president of FEDCO, established that FEDCO had an important role to play in Lebanon. A follow-up letter dated July 12th of 1983 from Pender to Amin Gemayel, the president of Lebanon, indicated that all transactions should be telexed to 652483 RBN Associates LSA. Nichols' telex address at his Marina Del Rey condo in California. The Arab Bank Limited in Amman, Jordan, responded that there would be no problem taking care of the USS $3 billion or more financial transaction, and the prisoner was released. Others on the board of FITCO included Robert Mayo, former CEO for Howard Hughes operation in Las Vegas, and Clint Murchison Jr. of the Dallas Oil family. And according to Nichols Frank, who does arms consulting for the British government and lives part of the year in Lebanon, these were all intelligence people working for the NSC. And it's likely that these powerful men headed one tentacle of Danny's octopus and comprised the CIA good old boy network. He referred to his notes, and some of them served under General Douglas MacArthur during the World War II, and Clint Murchison Sr. tried to push MacArthur for president in 1962. Senator Joseph McCarthy, Richard Nixon, and J. Edgar Hoover were often seen at Murchison's Hotel Del Charro in La Jolla, California during the 1950s. Murchison oftentimes picked up the tab. We got a break coming up here. We're going to go back and talk to about Danny Casolaro and drug trafficking in high places right after this word from our sponsor. Please pay attention.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back. We're talking about the CIA's involvement in drug trafficking and how a guy named Danny Castellaro, an investigative reporter that was looking into what they were doing and thought he had them cornered, but he was killed. And in this story, we find that at the time that FIDCO was arranging the release of the prisoner in Lebanon, Robert Booth Nichols was under investigation by the Los Angeles FBI office as a suspected international launderer of money derived from both narcotics and organized crime activities. An FBI report obtained by Nichols through special contacts and provided to his friend indicated Nichols' telex number was 652483, the name the same one as that sent to the president of Lebanon. Though Nichols has no known source of income in the U.S., the background check within the report stated Nichols resided 9 months of the year at a $3.5 million villa in Italy, and his name was associated with the illegal transportation of narcotics through the Golden Triangle. Once again, this tied in with Danny Castellaro's final inquiry on the Golden Triangle. The FBI report concluded that Robert Booth Nichols should be considered armed and dangerous. FBI agent Thomas Gates in Los Angeles had frequent conversations with Castellaro until 3 days before his death. Danny had told Gates that Nichols warned him to drop his investigation of the octopus. Nichols had even flown to Martinsburg to convince Danny of the danger of his probe. Gates had conducted a wiretap of the Music Corporation of America, MCA, under the supervision of the U.S. attorney, Marvin Rudnick, who subsequently lost his job when he refused to drop that investigation. The wiretap had recorded Robert Booth Nichols' communication with Eugene Guaquanto, then president of the MCA Home Entertainment Division. Guia Juanito was a board member on Nichols Holding Company, Meridian International Logistics. And under investigation by the FBI as a source of funding for the purchasing of narcotics-controlled substances and the allocation and use of the proceeds from its trafficking, according to wiretap application. Now, this organization Robert Booth Nichols is reportedly in Vietnam, currently working for a wealthy U.S. businessman in the private sector. And it was revealed that Nichols worked as a contract operative for the National Security Council at the time of Danny's death. Now, letters written in the summer of 1983 between FIDCO directors Michael McManus, who was the assistant to President Reagan at the White House, and George Pender, president of FIDCO, established that FIDCO had an important role to play in Lebanon. Now, at the time that FIDCO was arranging the release of these prisoners in Lebanon, we find that this Robert Booth Nichols was under investigation by the Los Angeles FBI office as a suspected international launder of money through both narcotics and organized crime activities. Now, FBI agent Thomas Gates in Los Angeles had these frequent conversations with Danny right up until the time of his death and tried to warn him and even followed him down there to try to get him to drop the investigation. This Meridian International Logistics, or MIL, was reportedly a NSC cutout used for the purpose of funneling money to pay the board of directors. And according to Nichols' friend, who was once on the board, he explained that the NSC is a profit-making entity. Funding is unlimited, and no accountability is required because of national security. He further explained that all businesses conducted covertly today relates to two things, money and or drugs. Drugs are used as international currency, commonly called gold. Drugs are a business at the highest level of corporations because there is a huge market and demand for drugs. Entire countries and banking institutions are now dependent on the drug trade for income. Presumably, these include Colombia, Mexico, Lebanon, Afghanistan, and other drug-dependent economies. Now, another tentacle of the octopus involved the Cosa Nostra. Gates, in his affidavit, wrote in support of the wiretaps of Guiaquinto Nichols et al., I have become familiar with how some union officials, alleged labor consultants, and La Cosa Nostra, LCN, members and associates manipulate, extort, and corruptly influence companies and or individuals associated with the productions of films and television shows, and how stockbrokers associated with the LCN, La Cosa Nostra, La Cosa Nostra members and associates are deceptive and fraudulent, especially in the areas of buying and selling stock. The Cosa Nostra comments specifically related to members of the Gambino and Bufalino crime family, many of which were reportedly picked up in FBI wiretaps. Marvin Rudnick, Thomas Gates, and Richard Staven, a member of the Organized Crime Task Force, all believed MCA had been penetrated by organized crime based on the wiretaps. And it was reported that the MCA Board of Directors at that time included U.S. Secretary of State James Baker, Eugene Giaquinto, and Lou Wasserman. Giaquinto and Nicholas both had a close working relationship with the Justice Department, according to these wiretaps, and Nichols' friend alluded to this as well. MCA was being offered in a leveraged buyout to the Japanese, and an FBI investigation could effectively ruin that sale. The wiretaps were subsequently sealed by the Department of Justice, and no prosecutions were forthcoming. After the loss of his job, Rudnick published his story in 1989 issue of American Lawyer. The Los Angeles Organized Crime Strike Force was disbanded. Richard Staven quit his job. Thomas Gates closed the FBI investigation, and the Japanese bought MCA in what was then the biggest reported corporate sale in U.S. history. Robert Booth Nichols had undoubtedly told Danny Casolaro about this leveraged buyout, just as he had told about a face-to-face interview on February 13th of 1992. This was 6 months after Danny's death. Nicholas was aptly described in magazine articles as Clark Gable without the ears. He was tall with probing brown eyes. His demeanor, simultaneously controlled and dramatic with an international flavor. He'd been the weapons technical advisor for Steven Seagal's movies Under Siege, and it was apparent why Seagal gave him a cameo appearance as a military colonel in the movie. On his application to carry a concealed weapon, Nichols wrote, "I am involved in the research and development of weapons systems, ranging from the basic blowback automatic weapon to various advanced destructive devices." He listed residences in Italy, France, England, Australia, and the U.S. Nichols believed that Casolaro had been murdered, and he wrote a manuscript entitled Danny Casolaro's Octopus. This was dated November 22nd of 1991, which he copyrighted at the Library of Congress. In the manuscript, Nichols relates meeting with Danny and a man who worked closely with the Defense Intelligence Agency at a restaurant in McLean, Virginia. Another scenario depicted Danny's demise at the Martinsburg Hotel in 1991. The last paragraph in the manuscript describes a military man placing a medal at the location of Danny's coffin. It is noted that the only agency that does this is the NSA. But Nichols testified under oath in a Los Angeles courtroom in March of 1993 that he worked quietly and selflessly for nearly two decades on behalf of a shadowy CIA keepers in more than 30 nations from Central America to Southeast Asia. His friend, former partner, explained that Nichols was adeptly provides service for money to any government agency that requires his service. He showed a photo of Nichols with Arab leaders during the Gulf War, noting that Nichols is considered a valuable asset and job done, said the friend. The FBI report, which Nichols shared with his friend, corroborates his ability to move large amounts of money around the world. He assisted Ignacio Paz, deputy chief of staff intelligence in the Philippine government, with removing large sums of money from the Philippines by investing with Robert Booth Nichols, who placed that money in Swiss bank accounts. Like a many tentacled octopus, this ties in with what John Cohen, a House Judiciary Committee investigator on Inslaw, said about the theft of the promised software. You see, I have had a side theory about why Promise was taken. It was that Promise could be modified to track money laundering. And it could be used as an active information gathering or active moving software program that can go into other databases. It could be modified to control hundreds of accounts and move money through international banking systems. He added, what a lot of people don't realize is there are two international banking systems, that there is CHIPS and SWIFT, and the word SWIFT CHIPS has been spread throughout the whole Inslaw Promise investigation. CHIPS is a referral to the Clearinghouse Interbank Payment System. And its European counterpart, SWIFT. And they do $2 billion worth of banking transactions every day. And if one was able to move accounts through there, you could move money invisibly around the world. Cohen felt that there was a narcotics connection to this. And as a former Los Angeles police officer, he had worked international narcotics conspiracies with the DEA and FBI, and learned about Southeast Asian heroin and the rise of the cartels in Latin America. He said he ran into quite a few law enforcement professionals who were irritated because the intelligence agency drug dealer connection. Bill and Nancy Hamilton, owners of Inslaw, ultimately sued the Department of Justice for non-payment on a version of Promise called Modifications 12, and for allegedly modifying the software for sale to foreign governments, including Israel and Canada. Now, there was a West Coast computer scientist, one Michael Riconancio, who had sent them an affidavit in 1991 claiming he installed a backdoor in Promise so the U.S. could access intelligence data of foreign countries. Danny Casolaro began interviewing Riconosciuto during that time. The patient, amenable wizard with a dark, weary eyes opened a window for Danny into a netherworld of players in real-life Dungeons and Dragons, where scientific genius is employed in nefarious activities and spooks jump on and off the board at will. Ricardo Sutil had been a child prodigy at the age of 10 when he wired his parents' neighborhood with a working private telephone system that undercut Ma Bell. As a teenager, he had won so many science fairs with exhibits of laser technology that he was invited to be a summer research assistant at Stanford University's prestigious Cooper Vapor Laser Laboratory. Dr. Arthur Shalo, a Nobel laureate, remembered him You don't forget a 16-year-old youngster who shows up with his own argon laser. Ricardo Sutio and Robert Booth Nichols joined forces in the early 80s in a joint venture between Wackenhut Corporation and the Cabazon Indian tribe in Indio, California. They were partners in Meridian Arms, a subsidiary of MIL, and they provided technical assistance to Wackenhut in the proposed development of esoteric armament of the reservation. We'll talk more about these people on the other side of the break. Important.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We're back, and before we jump back into it, I would like to remind you again, and maybe again and again, that freedom isn't free. And I would ask your support for Republic Broadcasting Organization. This is not an easy thing that John and Sandra Stapler are trying to do, bring the truth to American people, to have a forum where unpopular issues like this, things that aren't going to ever be covered in your newspapers or on your television, like the death of this man, Danny Casolaro, who was investigating corruption in high places, drug trafficking among high officials in our government. And if you can, I would ask that you please support them. Do what you can for Republic Broadcasting Organization. Send what you can to John Stadtmiller. You can make it out to CSIN if you like, or to John at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. That's 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302. That's in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. I think it's important for this kind of programming to stay on the air. I think it's important for us to find out what's really going on in the world. Who's behind the driving forces that seem to be molding our lives here in America, working us towards this lessened rights and more obligations. Now, we're talking about Danny Casolaro, who was murdered in West Virginia, and the people that were involved, things, strange things like the Mossad of Israel and Wackenhut Corporation and the Cabazon Indian tribe in Indio, California. Now, they were partners in Meridian Arms, a subsidiary of MIL, and they provided technical assistance to Wackenhut in the proposed development of esoteric armaments right there at the reservation. Reconocimiento was having some difficulty getting some security clearances. However, a letter written by Patrick Cannon, the director of relations for Wackenhut at Coral Gables, Florida, confirmed his scientific value to the venture. And in 1981, Reconocimiento and Robert Fry, vice president of Wackenhut in Indio, had met with Dr. Harry Fair, chief of propulsion technology at the U.S. Army installation in Dover, New Jersey. Reconocimiento conducted a highly technical, theoretical blackboard exercise on a rail gun for Army personnel. We're going to talk more about that after this break. Please stay tuned.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing home.